This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. And, geez, congratulations on kind of an amazing game on Saturday.
Rick, thank you for having me. Yeah, Saturday went great, senior day. Got interesting, and then the boys pulled it out in overtime. So it'll be a memorable senior day for them.
You know, I think it'll be a memorable day for anybody who watched that. I watched it on the live streaming. And, you know, it looked there for a while like, okay, Prep's in command, here we go, 2-0. And then I turned around, I did something, I come back, it's 2-2, and then 3-2 the Prep, then it's 3-3. And that overtime was absolutely special. But the third period, Christian, I think you've mentioned it a few times this year, in that you guys were swarming all over Shrewsbury and just didn't score.
Yeah, I mean, to kind of touch on the way the scoring went, we built that 2-0 lead early and kind of thought we were going to coast to a win, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And second period gets started, and we take, I think, four penalties in the period, right? And we're not a team that's penalized often. And to take four in one period, that's 8 minutes of time on the PK. And they scored three times on the power play. So very undisciplined play by us. Like I kind of mentioned, got a little bit complacent, got a little lazy. I didn't like the penalties, and then we give up three. One of them with a minute to go in the second period, which, you know, that kind of that first and last minute of a period, kind of the just crucial moments in games, and can be really deflating to give up late goals like we did. But you're right. Third period, we swarmed, put a ton of shots on net, hit some posts. I thought their goalie played very well, had a goal called back. But kids stuck with it, and overtime controlled the entire OT, basically. And with, I think, 21 seconds left, a great pass from Rosa to Vanna to Daugherty for the goal.
You know, Coach, you talk about discipline, and I know that Prep athletes, you know, are always top shelf, and they're always trained to do the right thing, but they're still high school kids. And something like you were mentioning, a letdown, a lapse, or whatever it might be, I mean, that's not uncommon even at your level, is it?
No, honestly, it's not really uncommon at any level. Penalties are part of the game, emotions run high, and sometimes we make mistakes, and hockey's a game of mistakes. And the important thing, I think, is we recognize that after the second, and we played penalty-free the rest of the game. So you just have to sometimes accept there'll be mistakes, recognize it, acknowledge it, and move on, and that's what we did.
Well, the other thing, too, is the level of competition was pretty stiff. Shrewsbury is a good team, good D1 team. You guys have a great rivalry with them, and so part of the plan, I guess, to get ready for the tournament.
I mean, truthfully, in the end, it was a game that I think gave us some real quality preparation going into the tournament. It carried a lot of stress in the game to compete, knowing that the next goal was probably going to win it in the third period. Then we get to overtime where you know the next goal wins. And, you know, you play 4-on-4 in overtime in the tournament as well. So it was kind of good practice for us to get almost a full 5 minutes of 4-on-4 in a game that mattered against a very good team. So in the end, the game, I think, helps us prepare for the tournament, but it also forces you to recognize that penalties can impact the outcome of the game. And, you know, as we say a lot, special teams win hockey games, and it almost cost us the other day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you played the number 13 team in D1 as of the last MIA power rankings, and you got the number 12 team coming up before the tournament starts. What's the plan, and when do the pairings come up? But first, tell me about Franklin.
Yeah, so Franklin's a really strong team. They have some very good forwards. The game is on the road. They have a pretty good student base there. It's a small rank. It's kind of, for those that are familiar with local ranks, it's the same as Peabody. It's that same old state design. So it's a little bit smaller ice surface out there, and they're a big team. So it's going to be a real challenging game. And I'll tell you, there's not a lot that separates, say, the 12 seed from the 6 seed. You know, it's a matter of a game here or a game there. So we know how strong they are. They have some really – they beat Pope Francis, for example. They beat Reading. So, I mean, they have some real quality wins on their resume. So I think it's going to be a tough, tough road challenge, and kind of it's our last one before the tournament.
Right, right. And again, I have to point out, I think I do it every time I talk with you, your goals against average is just phenomenal. Even giving up three goals to Shrewsbury, you're still just, you know, a little bit over one goal given up per game.
Yeah, I mean, three felt like a lot. Because we're not used to giving up that many, so I think it's a good reminder to everyone to tighten up defensively. But you're correct when you say that. Our goals against has been excellent this year, and I think a lot of that's a credit to how much time we spend down our opponent's end. Mm-hmm. And we're averaging probably 45 shots per game. So when you're doing that, you play a lot in the O-zone and don't give up as many shots. You don't give up as many shots, and you kind of keep them off the scoreboard.
Is it similar to football when the defense is on the field all the time? They get kind of worn down. If you're putting your offense out there in their zone all the time, does that kind of wear down all their forwards as well?
Yeah, I mean it's the more shots you get and the more time you press their D and are physical with their D, ultimately teams tend to break down. And I think something that's really benefited us this year is our depth. And you see that in the third period. So you're putting a lot of shots on an opponent. You're physical with their D. You're always moving your feet. And they're chasing you. Oftentimes that results in kind of mental mistakes or mistakes from fatigue. And you can take advantage of that late in games, which we did on Saturday.
So the final game is on Wednesday. What's today? The 20th? Yeah, Wednesday. And the pairings, I presume, will be coming on over the weekend probably?
So. I think Friday they'll be out, so it's power seeding. They've been released Thursday, Fridays. It could be Saturday, but we expect to play next Wednesday at home. So we kind of know our start date. We just don't know the opponent yet.
All right, at this point, final question, I think, for this session. The next to the last game of the season, when you know you're going to be seated at or near the top, what's the preparation for that game? I know you're going to tell me it's like every other game, but then, you know, getting the kids, their heads ready for the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what this is preparation for the tournament. I don't think a win or a loss will impact us too much in the power seedings, given it's the last game and where we sit right now. But mentally, it has a lot of impact on what happens going into mm-hmm. our practice week and our next game. So we know how important tomorrow is to be in a good state of mind going forward. And I think that's kind of been the emphasis the past 2 days at practice is we're getting ready not only for Wednesday, but for the next month. And it's just really a day-by-day approach. And we consider tomorrow a very important game for us.
Christian, thank you once again so much. Congratulations on a great season to this point, and we will talk again.
All right, Rick, thank you. Have a great day.
You as well, Coach. Thank you. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.